Friday, and welcome to the Blind Handyman Show. This is number 151. It is March the 14th, 2006. Good to have you along. We're recording right now at the Little Ranch House Studios on Southwood Drive in Lufkin, Texas. For the next hour, we're going to be cooking in the dark with Dale Campbell. Hi, Dale.
Cooking in the dark.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Our host for the show, Don Shaw.
Hey, Tom Houston, what's going on today, man?
Oh, I'm just here.
Uh-huh.
Don Patterson?
Now that's your line.
That's what I do.
Yeah, well, I'm here fresh from the National Accordion Festival in Richardson, Texas. Glad to be here.
Okay, but folks, my name's Tom Houston, by the way, but here he is, the creator and the producer of the Blind Handyman Show. He is Phil Parr.
You know, we make fun of you and we'll quit. But don't stop doing that.
Oh.
Well,
I'll never.
It's just a,
yeah.
It's just a trademark. Sam Fitzgerald's with us, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey.
Drove all the way down here from all the way down here from Laughlin, Nevada to be with us this afternoon. And an old friend of ours that did radio with us for years and years comes down once a year and drinks us out of, visits with us, and we're glad to have him. Rambling Gambler, Six-Pack Sammy is what he calls himself.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, and a guy like him, you wish he'd start eating a little bit. I mean,
Six-Pack Sammy shows up when we're doing show 151.
That's it.
Imagine that. Anybody got any rum to go with this here?
It's kind of weird. Dale Campbell, how are you, sir?
Man, I am doing great.
Is that good? Are you that good, huh?
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
It is. Got under about to mid-40s last night. Probably the last cold snap we're going to have for a while, but anyway.
I believe so.
Trim him up just a little bit, Ethan. Just a little bit.
I think they said, you know, I was telling Phil earlier before the show, the daughter read in a newspaper that the average day for the last frost in our area is like April the 13th or April the 15th. So
which would be right around Easter,
right,
I guess.
Right around. Yeah. We ought to have one more.
One more little frost. So
Everybody I talk to from Canada or up north, I keep telling them keep their doors and windows locked.
Yes, we don't need them.
I don't know about y'all, but I'm pretty allergic to that cold weather.
We haven't had any this year.
I tell you what, I wish y'all could see me. I am looking good.
Are you now?
I got on my cooking in the dark apron.
Uh-huh.
Accompanied by my Blind Handyman T-shirt and hat.
Really? I bet you could tell us where that's all available.
That's all available at Blind My Smart, of course. But
that's right.
Y'all know, I need to get your sizes again because I think everybody needs a large except for Wild Man Phil Parr. He needs an extra large, correct?
No, he doesn't.
No, I'm the one that needs the family size.
You're the family size.
Patterson needs extra large. I just need a large.
Okay. I want an XL, too.
Okay.
XL to Tom.
Two larges and four hats.
Listen, the stuff came in, huh?
Stuff came in. Yeah, we've been busy. All the mice have been freaking out around here, running around with new merchandise.
We need to do something else to run for those to sell some. You would sell some more.
Oh, yeah. We need to put more of a, since the special purchase is over, you know, and everybody moved about that. We moved a bunch of them.
And
we loaded up the car yesterday with boxes to take the Federal Express to ship out to everybody.
Good.
They're looking good. The hats are like a soft combed cotton, nice to the touch. And I thought they were going to have a Velcro strap at the back to adjust. And they've got that real nice fabric strap that has that little clamp down thing to hold them in place for your size adjustment.
You
can feel the logo on the front, you know, with the saw and the hammer crisscross with sunglasses.
Cool. Yeah,
outlined
that's
in a red circle. And then it says Blind Handyman on the left-hand side. You can feel that, too.
And so I guess this is actually the first time you'd seen them. I mean,
I saw the, well, I didn't see the sew-out, but my guy saw the sew-out and didn't like it, so he rejected it, and they redid another one.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it took a little longer on the hats.
But the logo on these shirts was designed by our own Tom Houston Vick.
Thank you very much.
Sure was.
He's our
designer,
special
artist extraordinaire.
In-house designer. Kind of
he
neat.
Can run a board, drive a nail, and drive a car, too.
And design a logo all at one time.
We just got back from across the river, as a matter of fact, sir.
All right. Well, just because of that.
What are we cooking today?
I guess we need to do some grilling today.
Let's do it.
All right.
It is. It seems like that kind of day. But, you know, before we start grilling, I want to turn you all on to one other toy I just got.
Okay. All right.
Y'all have heard about these, I'm sure.
Okay. What are they?
The ID maker.
What was that?
Goodness.
Did I kill y'all?
No. Almost. This is the
ID. What? What?
What is that?
What is an ID mate?
The ID mate is the talking barcode reader.
Really?
Hmm. And this little cat, this is the one that goes for like $1,600.
Yeah.
There it is.
Let me get to the ID part.
Okay.
It's got a help feature, a memo feature, an ID feature, and a message feature on it. And basically, it's just an optic scanner. It scans the barcodes on the product.
Yeah.
If you can find the barcode,
okay.
Yeah, it's supposed to be able to.
It's just a can, as far as I know.
Cream of chicken soup.
Cream of chicken soup.
16.
Now, get something that isn't in the database. It's almost got a memory. I mean, like a million products in the database.
Mm-hmm.
Now this one, I recorded that in myself, beef broth, because it's from the store brand of beef broth.
Yeah.
But this thing will read CDs. It'll read any barcode label, whether it's in its database or not. If it's not, you can record it in. So,
Dale, yeah. I have a question. How you walk in the store, or you're by yourself or whatever, and you pick up an item. How give a tip on where? How do you start looking for the barcode?
With most box items, the barcode is usually on the back side at the bottom.
Okay.
Or on one of the side panels.
Right.
Now on cans, what I've kind of found a lot of times, it's where if you can feel the seam of the label, where the label comes around the can.
Right.
It's usually at one end or the other, right near that seam.
Oh, really? Right.
Now boxes are a little more difficult because they kind of hide them. Sometimes they're on the back, sometimes they're on the side.
Right.
But with this unit, it comes in its own little case, and where the wand is at, the reading wand, it can either be taken out of the case so you can wear it around your waist and, you know, scan stuff that way, or wear it around your neck or whatever, or you can leave it all in the case. Like, if I was using this dude, at the grocery store, I haven't taken it there yet, but I can't wait. I mean, I just lay it in the cart, you know, in the seat part.
Right.
And as they hand me products, I'll scan them, and if they're in there, great. If not, I'll record them real fast, and then they're in.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And then
because,
you know,
I mean, that's one thing with it that's so awesome is the UPC symbol will stay with that product forever. Every product has its own unique symbol.
Mm-hmm.
So some people on the list even get, like, when they buy clothes and stuff, they'll use this UPC symbol off of the tags and use those to put a wrap around, like, freezer foods.
Mm-hmm.
Different, just use tags for everything. Anything that has a barcode on it, you can scan. We scan the CDs. We scan some books.
$1,600?
Yeah, if you buy it on the open market. Now, of course, you talk to the mice. The mice give you a little break.
Yeah.
The mice can get it to you for $1,380.
Is that right?
Yeah, there was a lady on the list that bought one recently, and she bought it from Envision America directly. And
mm-hmm.
With shipping, it cost her $1,675.
But the mice can give it to you for $1,300.
Mice can get it to you for $1,380.
Yeah.
Tell us that you're a blind handyman listener or a cooking in the dark member or any of that stuff.
Well, I'd like to have one, but 13.
Does that include shipping?
Mm-hmm. That includes shipping.
What a guy. What a guy.
For $1,300, you'd have to bring it to me.
Yeah.
You know what? If I bring it to you, I'll bring some tortillas.
Right.
Well, he would drink up about $1,300 worth of something, though. I don't know.
Yeah, but order some tamales if Dale's coming that way.
Can't imagine that.
No, now, that's the, you know, I bought the Voila because the Voila is like $250.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, the difference in the two,
yeah,
this one is definitely worth the extra money.
I've never really been able to get my Voila to work correctly.
That's the thing. You've got to hold your mouth right.
I quit using it. It's just too, sometimes it works and sometimes it don't. It's like my first wife.
Oh, right.
Excuse me.
I know how that is.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, y'all, I mean, this is one of those toys that I put it off and put it off and put it off, and now that I have it, I'm like, why in the heck did I put it off?
Yeah.
Every now and then you just deserve a toy, you know?
You do.
This is one that is so versatile and so user-friendly.
I've got several toys ahead of that, but I'd love to have one.
Yeah.
Anyway, just
curious, I mean, I won't prolong this, but would you say that the person that had this would probably tend to use it more at home? I mean, obviously, he goes to the store, he or she are probably going to, it's kind of like having the handicap sticker for blind guys. I never could figure out why you needed one if somebody had to take you to the store anyway.
Right.
You know, so if you're with someone in the store, they can tell you. So you're going to use this at home.
Well, yeah, but when I'm in the store, too, when I go shopping, I go by myself. And yeah. I buy a lot of name, you know, store items. Yeah. Kroger just put all their items in this database.
Right.
Everything's okay. on a flash memory card.
Wow.
Great.
And it's like got 971,000 items in it.
Okay.
Whoa.
Or you can replace the memory cards. If you want to put a memory card in for the garage, you can do that. So paint, stains, adhesives, nails, screws, everything's got a UPC code.
Right.
And now you'll know exactly what it is.
Cool.
Hey, these are 2.5-inch deck screws. These are, you know, number 8, you know, inch and a quarters, whatever.
Hmm.
It's all there. But, I mean, clothes, you can iron labels. They have iron-on labels you can put in your clothes, and then you just scan your clothes and you know exactly what it is.
This is the blue shirt.
That's right. Yeah. That's
or
pretty
this
cool.
Blue shirt with the funky whatever on it, or, you know.
Yeah.
You can get more than just blue or whatever. You know?
This is your blind handyman shirt, and you've gotten Bodacious Barbecue.
That's right. Bodacious Barbecue right here.
Bodacious.
But, it's just one of the, I mean, documents in your office, paperwork, CDs, anything that you can put a barcode on everything. I mean, things in the freezer. You could buy a side of beef.
Yeah.
And barcode
the
goes in.
Packages.
Roasts.
You know, I mean, I'm excited because one thing I'm doing is printing out barcodes for all the T-shirts. You know, the Too Much Sex shirts, the Blind Rifle shirts, all those, because the different sizes drive me crazy.
Yeah.
I'm constantly, what size is this? What, now I've got them all barcoded and in packages, so, okay, I need a medium. Okay, I think this is, medium, you know, scan it and it'll tell me what it is.
So, actually, you wrote, I know your trick there. It's a business write-off.
this isn't mine. I'm borrowing this one from the
From Blind Mice Mark. All right, what are we cooking today?
Today we are grilling some fish.
Yep.
And we're also going to do, just on the side to go with the fish, is some pasta. Nothing fancy about the pasta. Just boil it for 10 minutes. We're good to go. And then we're also going to do some mushrooms. Like I guess you could call them a burgundy mushroom if you wanted to.
Uh-huh.
But it's really awesome. Really simple and really good. So shall we jump into it, or we want to take a break and come back and hit
I don't know. So you want to take a break and then come back and start cooking in the dark?
Yeah.
Why don't we do that where you put your barcode reader up?
The mice will be scampering down here to grab it in a heartbeat.
To get the old barcode, because it is on loan now from Blind Mice Mark.
It's on loan.
That's good enough. We're cooking in the dark with Dale Campbell today. Don Patterson, Don Shaw are here. Sam Fitzgerald, Tom Houston, and Phil Parr back in just a minute. Hang on.
Handyman list, sir.
The thing I like the best about the Blind Handyman list, great place to exchange information and gather ideas on anything to do with being a handyman around the house.
I found out how to fix my garbage disposal on the handyman list. And it works.
If you'd like to join the Blind Handyman list, send a blank email to blindhandyman-subscribe@yahoogroups.com. That's blindhandyman-subscribe@yahoogroups.com.
The thing I like about the Blind Handyman list, I'm the moderator, and I can delete you if I want to. So don't get out of line. Stay on topic.
That's blindhandyman-subscribe@yahoogroups.com. A trip to Walmart.
I wonder where the pharmacy is. It's somewhere over here. Oh, God, I've got my cane caught in something.
Pardon me, sir. I don't know how to tell you this, but the end of your cane is stuck in my...
Why bother shopping the big discount stores when you can shop from the comfort of your own home at BlindMySmart.com?
Hi, this is Dale Campbell, president of Blind Mice Mart. If you can't find what you're looking for today, check back tomorrow. We're adding new products every day.
Blind Mice Mart, with thousands of products at a completely accessible website. Our address is blindmicemart.com. Again, that's www.blindmicemart.com.
Are listening to the Blind Handyman, the talk of the blind community. Our email address is blindhandyman@hotmail.com. If you would like to be part of the show, leave us a phone number and we will contact you soon. Now, here's more of today's show with Phil Parr.
We are cooking in the dark with the mice master, Dale Campbell, ladies and gentlemen.
The mice master.
I think it's the master mouse.
There you go. The big cheese.
That's it, the big cheese.
Yeah, what we're going to do is I'm just laying this fish out here real quick. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do fish a couple different ways.
All right.
And, now, I'm doing it on a gas grill.
Yay.
Outside, but you can't, if you don't have a gas grill, you're afraid of grills, you don't want to try it, you can use the oven and broiler as well for these recipes. These are so simple, really good, and really easy.
You think there are blind people who are afraid of grills?
I think there are.
There are, I guess.
I think there's blind people that are afraid to ask what the expiration date of milk is, if you all can believe that.
Yeah, probably.
Well, all in a day. Let's get started with the mushrooms here real fast.
All right.
What we've got is I've got a pint of whole button white mushrooms. I've already washed them, and I've dropped them in the pot here.
All right.
We were fixing it.
That was the mushrooms falling in the pot. That was the mushrooms falling in the pot.
That's right.
Got it.
Sounds like
that.
We won't go there. Okay. I'm going to add to them some beef broth. One can of, this is 15 ounces of beef broth.
All right.
And then also some red wine, about a cup of red wine.
So no water, though.
No water.
Okay, just wine and beef broth.
Wine, beef broth.
And we're going to simmer those on a low heat or what?
Yeah, we're going to put them on. I'm going to put the heat on about medium first just to get it hot.
Get it rolling, yeah.
And once it starts rolling, yeah, then we're going to kick it back.
Yes.
And bring it down to a low simmer, put them on the back of the stove, and just let them go. I'm also going to put let me find my garlic cloves.
Right. Garlic cloves.
Got a little garlic crust
in. Yeah, a couple garlic cloves. I'm using my little slicer mincer thing here.
Okay.
So in there. Kind of like a small mandolin is what it works. Fingertip mandolin, actually.
Yeah, I've seen those. They have little strings on it that you can just cut. Good for cheese deal.
Yeah, this one is cool because, I mean, you can use, like cherry tomatoes will fit in it. The head of the mandolin part that goes through the blade, gosh, is probably no more bigger than maybe 2 inches by 2 inches. So a big garlic clove, a cherry tomato, a small carrot will fit in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just move the head back and forth past the blade, and it slices it right down real nice.
Really nice.
You can flip this dude over and use the opposite side, and it will mince the garlic instead of slice it. And that's what the side we used actually was the mincing side.
And that tool, of course, available at Blind Mice Market.
Oh, yeah, we got it. In fact, they just
always
this little cat. They discontinued this dude, so I bought a bunch of them and just got them in back stock because...
Is that
I mean,
right?
They are so easy to use and so nice. Easy to clean up. And, you know, those garlic presses, they do about the same thing as a garlic press, but sometimes getting the garlic out of those little holes in the garlic press is a pain in the rear.
Oh, it is, yeah.
You know, and this is a lot easier. Take it apart, pop it in the dishwasher, and you're good to go. All right, I'm going to add about a half a stick of butter, and that's all sliced up, and I'm just laying that on top here.
Now, this is, are we, what are we, we're this is,
we're still at the mushrooms.
We're still at the mushrooms.
Yeah. Basically, the mushrooms have got wine, beef broth,
garlic,
and
butter.
And that's it. If you don't have fresh garlic, throw some garlic powder in there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Go real light on the garlic salt, because depending on the beef broth, if you get like low-sodium beef broth or something, if you don't have canned beef broth, you can use beef bouillon, you know, that flavoring paste, any of that stuff. But you want kind of that beef broth flavor in the mushrooms. Let me put these dudes on this back burner.
All right.
And there's our mushrooms, y'all. Our
and that's it for the mushrooms.
Pretty much the water's boiling for the pasta, so that'll only take 10 minutes.
The problem with being blind is you can't... The way you tell if pasta's done is you throw it against a wall, but if you can't see, that's hard to do. Because you don't know whether it's stuck or not, and the dog, there's always that, you know.
Right? You go over there looking for it, next thing you know, and dang, dog's already
that's
ate
right.
it. That was
dog
good, buddy.
Yep.
Come on down.
Yeah.
How is Kelsey?
Kelsey is doing great. He's, kind of in his retirement.
Really?
Ages. Yeah, he's getting close. He's starting to get cataracts, and I mean, gosh, he'll be 12 this November.
I didn't realize.
Yeah.
I didn't realize he was that old.
So we put some miles under our paws together.
Yeah.
But, and then, you know, on the other side of that, golly, that breaking in period, and I don't really, man, I remember that first couple years with him. And plus, you know, he knows where everything is here.
Oh, yeah.
I can pretty much give him the keys and say, hey, you know, go get some
donuts.
So you're thinking
about getting another donut?
Yeah, but it'll probably be, you know, I keep saying this, one more summer.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
One more summer.
Yeah.
But, Dale, I mean, just for someone who doesn't know, do you have to, can you keep Kelsey and get another dog?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I mean,
there's a few of the schools when you retire them. Now, when I got him back in 96, some of the schools, when you retired them, you had to give them back.
That would be
tough. The Seeing Eye, and there was another one that were, I don't remember which two they were, but they were the two that, you know, you didn't have to do that.
Well, of course. I mean, that makes sense.
Be tough, man.
Yeah.
You know, how do you give up your buddy?
Yeah, that's right. I mean,
you know,
yeah,
all right, hey, you've been a good kid, but sorry, you got to go.
That would almost prevent you from going, but I read some.
Yeah, then you'd go without your dog.
You would, because you wouldn't want to be giving up your band's best friend.
That mine's best friend.
That's it.
Okay, let's one of these pieces of fish that we're doing here.
Somebody
going
pasta
to
question.
Hole?
Listen, Fitzgerald has a question.
A pasta question right here.
Has a cooking question.
You.
What is your?
He puts in the olive oil in the water to put the pasta with.
Now, what does he do? Put on it? What?
Does he put?
Do you?
Do
you put any olive oil in the water when you cook pasta?
It depends on what I'm using it for.
Okay.
Now, if I'm just boiling it to straight, go with straight spaghetti.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't. But if I'm doing it to use in a like a pasta salad or something,
uh-huh.
I won't actually put it in with the water as I'm boiling it. But I will after I boil it and then strain it. I will put a little bit of olive oil in it then.
On the pasta.
On the pasta.
All right.
And I use extra. The rule for olive oil is if you're going to be using olive oil for cooking, get the cheapest olive oil you can find. If you're going to be using it to put on, like, salads, pasta, things like that after cooking...
Get the good stuff.
Get like, extra virgin. And get it. And what tripped me out was they said to get to taste it. I mean, olive oil...
Uh-huh.
Ooh, there's one piece of fish on the grill. Olive oil has a flavor according to, like, wines, where it's grown at.
Really?
Yeah.
Which is really, I was like, wow, never really figured that.
It seemed like I saw something about where you should really use olive oil more for basting as for, like, frying, you know.
Basic olive oil you can use for frying or whatever. I mean, it's a little more expensive, but it is a little better for you. But, again, if you're going to be using the extra virgin and virgin olive oil is the oils that come from the first presses of the olives.
Mm-hmm.
And then regular olive oil is from subsequent presses and stuff. So your purest taste, the purest flavor of the olive oil is going to come at first, you know, from that first press.
Yeah.
That's pretty well yes, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Fitzgerald said, thank you very much. Olive oil.
Now, what I've done here, y'all, I have taken some of this fish, because I like spicy. Some people don't, but I made up a Creole seasoning.
And what kind of fish are we cooking today, Dale?
We're cooking bassa.
How much?
It's a white fish. It's a Chinese fish, actually, but it's a little more inexpensive than some fishes.
And it's called what? Do the name again.
Bassa.
Bassa.
B-A-S-A.
Oh, yeah.
It's at the grocery store, for instance, bassa is about $4 to $5 a pound. Sometimes tuna, you know, is about $8 or $9, $10 a pound.
Yeah.
Find it. Sometimes it's even more than that.
Bassa.
And salmon's even higher than that, and goodness. You know, I checked redfish. Woo!
You don't want that.
They're proud of that. I could go buy me a boat and go fishing.
Redfish,
you know,
right now, huh?
Tilapia is expensive.
Tilapia is good,
man.
Too.
But it's good
fish. Yeah, it is.
Now, what I've done with the Creole seasoning, y'all, that I made, what's real cool about it, it's equal parts of all of these spices. It's equal parts of white pepper, red pepper, black pepper, basil, dried oregano, dried thyme, and paprika.
Equal
so parts. The new grocery store here, the HEB by us, has got it's like a bin section where you can buy in bulk.
Really?
Buy what you want by weight. So I was like, all right.
Now that's
so they
cool.
They had one standard size scoop. I just got one scoop of red pepper, one scoop of white pepper, you know, blah, blah,
and
blah.
And like the coffee section where they have little sacks there.
Exactly. Coffees, they've got, you know, all kinds of stuff there. So I just got equal amounts of all of them, dumped them in one big thing of Tupperware, and now I've got my own Creole seasoning.
And bingo.
No kidding. Man, what a deal.
So I've laid this now. The grill is about, let me see here, 1, 2, 3, 4. The grill's about a medium to, probably about a medium low to medium grill temperature.
Okay.
What I just did when I was counting, y'all, I put my hand about over the grill and about, 2 inches above the grill.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just count. Now, if your hand gets hot and starts to burn within about a second or two, you've got a real, real hot grill.
Okay.
The longer, of course, it takes for your hand to start to feel the heat, the cool, you know, the cooler your grill. When I grill, a lot of the grilling I do is on a low to medium heat. A lot of times with steaks and stuff, I'll sear them first, and then I'll move them to the opposite side of the grill. I move them to the left side and turn the left side burner off, leave the right side burner on, so it's still getting heat, but indirectly.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, put some wood chips and some foil and put those down along the lava rocks so that'll kind of give you that smoky flavor, and, man, it's good to go. But if you cook slower, it's better because it'll actually make stuff tender. I mean, meats, you know, more tender.
And fish, you don't really, I heard a guy say one time, really all you're doing is fish is getting the water in it hot.
Exactly.
You really, there's
fish
just not much.
Fish steam so quickly.
Yeah.
The other piece of fish, what I took a piece of foil, laid the fish on the foil, put butter on it. Like, I take a couple sticks of butter and just chop them up, you know, into slices, I don't know, maybe quarter inch, half inch wide, and then put those in a Ziploc bag and just leave them in the refrigerator. So when I need just a couple of little pieces of butter for something, I've got them without having to pull a whole stick out and go through the whole deal. So I put it like 4 slices of butter across this fish fillet from one end to the other. Just lay one and a couple inches more, put another one in, and keep it up.
Okay.
And I added a little bit of lemon juice, probably measuring-wise, maybe 2 teaspoons of lemon juice. Not much, but just enough, and just sprinkle that across the top of the fish, salt and pepper. And then from there, you can put a little garlic on it. You can put nothing on it. You can put seasoning, salt, whatever you want on it.
Now, you had these laying on a piece of foil?
Yeah, the fish is... I put all the seasonings and the lemon and the butter and stuff. Then I close it up. I make it like into a pouch.
Okay, so you could
ends together, roll them down tight, bring the ends, the edges up, and kind of tighten it up, and then just lay that whole piece of foil on the grill.
So you could kind of bring the sides up before you put all this stuff on, so you wouldn't lose lemon juice and it would, you know.
Right. Yeah, that's a great idea. Bring it up so you don't have stuff going ever which way.
Yeah, make a little boat out of it.
There you go. Heck yeah, boat going fishing. That's
foil boat.
Wonderful, isn't it? Little foil.
Let me turn this over. Now, the fish in the foil, if I wasn't grilling the other fish, what I would do with it is I'd put it on, you know, a lot of gas grills have got 2 racks on them.
Yeah, upper rack, yeah.
They've got the upper rack.
Warming rack.
Lower rack, you know, the bun warmer, all that stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of times what I'll do with the fish, when I've got it in the foil, I'll put it on the upper rack, the bun rack. And then just close the lid, put it on low, and just let it cook for about 25 minutes, nice and slow. And I move it, again, do the thing, move it to the left side, keep the right side burner on. So it's got heat, but it's got indirect heat.
Is that what you're going to do today, put it on the top?
No, we're time is of the essence today. So
we're moving, huh?
We're just cooking.
So
it over, like I said, about a medium heat. The piece of fish that has the seasoning on it, now I didn't put it in any foil. I just laid it straight on the grill. And a lot of times, if I'm doing a whole bunch of fish or a whole bunch of whatever, hamburgers, steaks, I'll use the grill basket. You know, it's like a 12-inch by 60-inch basket.
Yeah, that you put things on, then you close a little lid on top of it, and you can flip the whole basket.
You can flip the whole basket. There's no more chasing hot dogs around this grill. We did some pork the other day that came out just magnificent.
Speaking
of, nice because they were just little pork fillets, you know, and maybe a little bit bigger than, I don't know, pieces of Polish sausage, but goodness gracious.
Speaking of hot dogs on a grill, Don Patterson has, Don?
I was at Sam's Club store today, and I looked at a grill that was like 4 or 5 feet long and maybe 3 feet deep anyway, and it's claimed to fact you can cook 105 hot dogs on it at one time, propane, or maybe 60 burgers you cook without the top.
Wow.
You know, and it had porcelain grills.
105 hot dogs.
Yeah, I mean, for $399. I mean, let's invite the whole alumni, you know, the whole student body.
We get that, dude. We can feed everybody coming down for the blind weekend.
Well, unless
really.
Yeah. Unless you invited Tim Cummings.
Yeah.
You'd have a little problem.
Now, Tim's an eater, too, huh?
Tim, three hamburger Tim.
Hey, now, he didn't take my tamale record, did he?
No, he did not. He's not a tamale guy. He's a hamburger man.
But hamburgers, man.
But I tell you, you know,
three large.
It was just really
burgers.
Convenient because Sam's has those packages, 105 hot dogs in a large box.
Right next to the grill.
Yeah, right next to the grill. You can just, anyway.
That, man. The grills anymore are the way to go.
Oh, yeah.
No gas
sure.
grills now, Pete. Everybody, they're great. They've got electric starters on them. I mean, you just turn the gas on and...
And push a button.
Push a button. It starts.
Yeah.
I usually close the lid and let it get warm and then, you know, start it, close the lid, come back, go in, get the food, come back. It's usually warm, ready to go.
Yeah.
Throw it on and, I mean, you can cook outside. You don't heat up your house. They are just awesome.
Yeah, this time of year, they're great. Now, when it's in August, when it's 115 degrees outside...
Yeah, then it's a different deal.
You're looking for volunteers.
It's a different deal then.
Yeah.
Right?
Spring and the fall, they're wonderful things.
Yeah, be the thing to have.
All right, so fish is rolling?
Fish is rolling here. I'm kind of keeping an eye on it. The mushrooms are... One nice thing with them, if you're using them for anything else, they just kind of cook themselves.
Have you got those in a pot on the grill?
No. I've got those on a pot on the...
They're in the house.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hello?
Utensils that will allow me some pots and stuff. Those have got plastic handles on them.
Okay.
And I'm afraid that they will cause a bit of a problem.
Yeah.
I don't know if y'all can hear that.
We're about to lose you. We're about to lose you. I think you're...
Oh, I've got a... It's somebody giving us a phone call.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah.
Somebody... beeping
probably somebody
in.
Calling to order something.
Probably so.
Call
you're,
waiting.
Are
well, this is a call-in show. Take the call.
That's right. Take the call on the air.
See who it is. Hello.
Sure.
Listen, are y'all on spring break this week? Who's?
Skyler is.
Skyler is.
Candace was on spring break last week.
And Skyler's on this week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we split. We shimmied down to New Orleans, San Antonio.
Did you
for, for our anniversary and stuff. And y'all. Man, I didn't realize it, but we stayed at the Emily Morgan Hotel. It's right next to the Alamo.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Just a block to the Riverwalk.
That's right. Great location.
We stayed on the 14th floor. Well, like through the night, all of a sudden, I sensed somebody was in the room. You know, I was like, what is going on with that?
Yeah.
Turn this heat down a little bit. Okay.
All right.
And it said, are you okay? And I'm like... I kind of opened my eyes, or what I thought was open, you know. Can't see. You don't know if you're opening them or not. But anyway, in my mind's eye, I opened my eyes. And it said, yeah, you're okay. And it turned and, like, took three steps, turned left, and took, you know, walked out of the room, and I heard the door shut.
No. Come on.
Well, at first I thought I was dreaming, you know, but then everything was too conscious. I mean, I remember the feel, you know, how the pillow felt against my head and... Anyway, you know, we were driving home, and I asked Candace, I go, you think that place is haunted? And she goes, I don't know. It might be. So we got home, we called them, and sure enough, it is haunted.
There's lots of stories, yeah, about...
You know, and we stayed on the 14th floor,
yeah,
and that used to be the operating room.
Yeah, I've heard lots of stories about that hotel.
I mean, well, what she found out, that whole area is just, like, crazy with haunted stuff, you know, with the Alamo and,
that's
like,
what
three
they
or four
say.
Hotels around it and all kinds of crazy stuff, so...
Yep.
I'm like, wow, that's just really, I don't know, it's neat.
I'd blame it on the tequila, Dale.
Man,
that's what I did.
You know what? We did kind of walk off and forget to pay our check.
So, but the 14th floor is actually the 13th floor, right?
Yeah. And it used to be, that hotel used to be a hospital. And the 14th floor was operating rooms. Of course, the morgue is one of the places, the basement is, you know, they've had a lot of activity there supposedly too. But I was like, wow, that was just a trip. Yeah, you know, I didn't
that's
think
wild.
About it. No more I started thinking about, wow, hey, okay, cool. So, you know, some old nurse was coming checking me out, making sure I was all right.
Yeah.
I'm glad I wasn't laying on my stomach, you know.
Well, it's a family show here.
Family show here.
All right. Our fish is doing great. Now, fish, y'all, like all meat, whenever you're grilling on it,
grilling it.
As it cooks, of course, it's going to start to get a little harder. I don't mean harder, or firmer. I guess maybe that's a better word, huh?
Yeah.
Because you'll start to feel, it'll start to spring back at the touch.
Well, it's just like any other meat you're cooking. You cook by touch. I mean, you should be able to tell the doneness by
how much it springs back when you touch it. And that's a great little trick to learn, is how to do that.
Very
carefully.
Good.
All right. Now, something else I do when I'm grilling, like if I'm grilling beef or if I'm doing, pork or anything like that, I'll put sometimes, if I move everything to one side of the grill, I'll put a small bowl of water on top of the grill as well when I close the lid on it.
Yeah.
And that'll put, you know, a little steam and moisture in it.
A little bit of moisture.
Yeah.
A little bit more tender. And, man, you know what? I just found, unfortunately...
What?
My pepper mill.
Which was where?
Sitting on the grill.
Oh, that's not good. Did it melt?
Uh-huh.
Did it?
It sure did.
It no, went to
a glob.
Yeah, not...
I was looking for it. I was like, where is it? Because I had it out here with, you know, the basket. And,
yeah.
And Candace brought the basket in and cleaned it, washed it, but...
So we've lost the pepper mill.
We've lost our pepper mill.
Oh, well.
Pounds, Cotty.
It didn't make another grilling,
well,
did it?
They don't cost much.
You can, nah. You can, I know a place where I can get one.
I bet the Mark probably, Blind Mice Mark probably has the
I bet you they may have a special on a pepper mill right
Mark
now.
Pepper mills.
We might have to put them on a special sale. That's right.
That's
I bet you. I mean, at least you could be sure it wasn't the cat.
No. Cats, they kind of scream a little bit when you put them on.
Yeah.
I was talking to Henry Casson the other day, and, you know, one time on the Cooking in the Dark with Jill, he posted all these recipes for cat.
I remember that. Boy, that was a big uproar on the list, wasn't
it? That was huge, wasn't
it? I wouldn't care for that. I'm a cat fancier.
Henry's a bit of a troublemaker when you're... and we'll deal with him, and that's what I wrote the list the other day. So we won't have any of those dull motivational speakers unless you count Henry.
Well, you know, he did a show with us, and he actually prepared a meal.
That's what I understood, that he... I didn't hear the show.
And he was like, afterwards, he was just like, wow. Now he understands how, you know, how difficult it is to do it all, you know?
Yeah.
On top of it, he really is like, wow. But, he's a knucklehead. He took, like, old chicken recipes and just, you know, had Word replace chicken with cat.
With cat, yeah. That was the deal.
And
yeah.
If you know Henry, you know he's just a knucklehead, but
yeah.
People didn't know him. Woo!
Yeah.
They got a little bit out of...
Darn.
Wow.
I think we ought to take a break while these folks settle whatever argument they're having over here about some...
Hey, settle an argument, usually the big guy wins.
I don't know what the deal is. There's a little discussion going on behind us. I feel like I've...
Y'all do that, I'm going to dump the pasta in the pot.
I feel like I've died and gone to some bar or something. I don't know what the deal is.
All right.
You're going to put the pasta in the pot while we're gone, huh?
Yeah.
All right, sir. We'll be back in just a minute with Dale Campbell. We're cooking in the dark this afternoon. Hang on.
February 11th, Blind My Smart has a special introductory offer. Get an 8-color Blind Handyman t-shirt for only $20. Or a Handyman adjustable cap for only $15. Or get them both for just $30. This offer positively ends midnight, February 11th. Order online at blindmysmart.com. Or by phone at 713-876-6971. All major credit cards plus PayPal and personal checks accepted. Don't miss this special introductory offer. Full-color Blind Handyman t-shirt plus adjustable cap for only $30. Online at blindmysmart.com or by phone at 713-876-6971. Do you know about the Blind Handyman list, sir?
The thing I like the best about the Blind Handyman list, great place to exchange information and gather ideas on anything to do with being a handyman around the house.
I found out how to fix my garbage disposal on the handyman list, and it worked.
If you'd like to join the Blind Handyman list, send a blank email to blindhandyman-subscribe@yahoogroups.com. That's blindhandyman-subscribe@yahoogroups.com.
The thing I like about the Blind Handyman list, I'm the moderator, and I can delete you if I want to. So don't get out of line. Stay on topic.
That's blindhandyman-subscribe@yahoogroups.com. This is the Blind Handyman. Be sure and tell a friend about the program and email us often, blindhandyman@hotmail.com. Now, here is more of the show with Don Shaw.
That's right. We are cooking in the dark today, aren't we, Dale Campbell?
Man, we're not only cooking in the dark, we're cooking with gas.
Yeah.
Gas. Hey, did y'all hear about the Aggie got hired by the phone company? Him and a guy from UT got hired at the same time to set telephone poles.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm.
At the end of the first day, the supervisor comes and asks him, hey, how many did y'all set? You know, and the guy from UT, the Texas guy, goes, man, I set 12 of them. And he asks Aggie, how many did you set? And he goes, I set two. Two? He set 12. Aggie looks at him and says, yeah, but look how far his are sticking out of the ground.
I don't know. Let us explain to you that Aggie in Texas is our agricultural mechanical college. And university, those of you in Australia that don't understand that joke, we make fun of Aggies, pretty much, pretty
yeah,
hard.
Yeah, we make Aggies are kind of like the same as a blonde joke or a Polish joke or anything like that.
The only thing is you can't tell those in Lufkin. There's more Aggies than there's anything else.
That's right. Well, you know, the other thing, you know what you call an Aggie after graduation?
What's that?
Boss. That's right.
That's
hey,
right.
How about them Aggies, man? They made the tournament, the NCAA basketball tournament.
Houston?
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Did they?
Yes, they made it, yeah.
I wasn't aware of that. Of
well, they played Texas, I think, in the first round. Is that right, Dale?
I think Texas eliminated them. And if they do, Texas better look out because A&M beat them at the end of the season, and then in the tournament, you know, in the little Big 12 tournament, UT barely squeaked by.
That's right.
I think
they were
at the end.
They were way ahead at one point in time in the first half, and then here comes those Aggies, buddy, in the second half.
You know, I mean, maroon and orange, they clash every time they get together. They don't get along well. And, you know, it doesn't matter who's ranked high or low. When those two play, it's always
anybody's game.
Yeah.
Looking good. But we've got our pasta boiling.
All right.
Everything's looking good there. The mushrooms, I sampled one of those. They're not cooked all the way through, but, man, they're going to be good.
But they're going to be fine.
I love when y'all take breaks because I get to nibble.
Yeah.
And the fish is fantastic.
I bet.
You'll find with the fish that's in the foil with the butter and the seasonings and stuff.
Will be much better.
It really cooks through. It's real tender. The grilled fish, again, with grilling it, you know, it puts a nice crust on the outside of it. And then it's real tender and flaky inside.
Why did you not do it all? I mean, why did you have one piece that you didn't
close? Well, I was wanting to do a piece. I was wanting to show folks that we could do it both ways.
Yeah.
Is what my main intention was. And I tell you what, that Creole seasoning, that stuff is delicious. One thing I did, I added one extra ingredient. I added cayenne pepper to it as well.
To the Creole seasoning?
I'm sorry?
To the Creole seasoning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's Dale's Creole seasoning. It's a little bit hot, you know, everybody backs away from it.
Well, you had three kinds of pepper in it already.
Yeah.
Red pepper, cayenne pepper, and white pepper, right?
Red pepper, black pepper, white pepper, and then I added the cayenne.
Good heavens.
Good stuff.
So basil and the oregano and the thyme.
Yeah, but the butter helps cut that.
Butter will help cut it down a little bit. And everybody, if you get stuff too hot, add a little sugar, and that'll help cut it back.
Yeah.
You know, if you make pico de gallo or something like that, which we'll be doing come for the May.
Yeah.
We'll have to be doing some guacamole and pico de gallo and all that.
Plan for the big May show?
Time for the big May show, right?
Isn't that right?
But, so how's everything looking for... How's everything looking for November?
Well, I got the first check the other day from guess who? Susie Barnes.
All right.
She likes to be first. She likes to be. She gets to be honored. You just get bragging rights if that happens.
Well, you know, you need to give her a little cup or something, some little award.
The little, all right. We'll try to do that in November. Right?
Rattle or something.
We started early, and I know that, but I don't want anybody to say, well, wish I'd known about that. You didn't tell me early enough. You know, nobody will say that this year.
That's right.
I wish Patterson would get through the phone.
I talked to Bob Bartlett today, and he was asking about it as well.
Yeah, I need to send him the information. I don't think he's on either list.
I don't think so, no.
I need to send him the information. I haven't done a mailing on it. I've been working on 501c3, trying to get that done. We filed, and I guess they looked me up to see if I was a Democrat, because they sent me a big, long list of questions. It's like they didn't read anything we sent them the first time.
Oh, they never do.
And so I sent them some other stuff, and so maybe... Maybe we'll get. But a nice lady called me yesterday. I was a little late in resending my questionnaire thing, and she called me real nice and said, "Gave me an extension. Thank you so much. It was my idea." But anyway, she maybe we'll get that done. So I've been working on
that. That will be awesome.
I've been working on that.
That's the big goal for the Mount Hope Scholarship too, is to become 501(c) this year, and we've got pretty much everything. We're almost ready to file.
Is that right?
More things that, you know, Candace is helping me fill out all the paperwork, so we've got a couple more to do, and then we'll get everything filed.
I would imagine it's standard procedure to kick everybody back once, wouldn't you think?
Oh yeah, yeah. From one of the guys that when they did the Blind Sailors Club, you know, they ran through into a lot of red tape. And they, you know, just perseverance. I'm hoping
this is the last. She sent me, I think, 14 questions that we had to fill out, and so that went off today.
All right.
That's been mailed today, so now I can pay some attention to the November gathering, get a mailing done on that. Did you get a hold of her?
Yes.
Let's see here. I'm
going to. All right.
Pasta's done. Timer went off. Let me drain the pasta out here.
All right.
Now, is this when you put olive oil in it? That's when I put olive oil in anyway.
Yeah, time to put the olive oil in.
Just a little bit, not much.
How do you know how long to cook pasta?
Pasta you cook for 10 minutes, or until it sticks to the wall.
Until it sticks to the wall. And that's the problem.
That's right.
Being blind.
And al dente pasta, you know, al dente, that means to cook it until it's tender, but not, like, soft, I guess. Boil it about 7 minutes.
I guess a guy could take a fork and put it in there and, you know, check it.
You could stick a fork in and pull it out. That came across the cooking list, too. How do you know when potatoes are done when you're boiling potatoes?
How long does it take?
And, you know, there's not really a time.
Stick
a fork in them.
Stick a fork in it.
What was that old steak? I'm done. Stick
see
a fork in
done.
It. Yeah, see if it's done.
Let me get just a tad of olive oil here. Put that in. And, you know, folks, I don't measure anything. I just kind of guess.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I know I don't want much, just a splash or two. We're good.
Yeah, like the guy on TV that put some butter in. It's good enough. I'll put a little more butter.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, you can always do stuff to change it up. Now, one time I put too much salt in potato soup, and the remedy to that was put more potatoes in.
Add more potatoes. Yeah.
But I'd already added all my potatoes. I was out of potatoes.
So yeah, that's a problem.
So we haven't mentioned that you were on. If you're hearing this on ACB Radio, which you will, or on Houston Taping, we have another Cooking in the Dark show.
Yes. Right now, Houston Taping, on Thursdays at 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
And as soon as I get off my rear and get the information posted, you can go to Blind My Smart, click on Cooking in the Dark, and get all the podcasting information as well.
Yeah, has he got all that set up?
We've got it all set up, and we're up and rolling with that, too.
I subscribed to that very podcast the other day, in fact.
That's
fantastic.
Tim is a wheel.
Yeah.
I tell you what, Mr. Shaw's one. He sent me the podcatcher. So here, use this one.
It's a good podcatcher. It sure is.
You know, he had sent me that stuff a long, long time ago, but I'd lost it all.
Yep, computer crash.
You lost it in the hurricane.
Running from Rita.
Yep.
Running from Rita.
But, we're really excited about all that. And
it's great.
If you're listening to us wherever, drop us a note and let us know where you're at, you know. You can catch us at cookinginthedark@houston.rr.com. Or what's y'all's email? The Handyman.
Do we have email? How do you get a hold of us?
We are out of email addresses for the Handyman list at this time.
We really are. So if you want to get a hold of us, just subscribe to the list.
Yeah, or send to Phil Parr.
Or send to Phil@philparr.net.
There you go.
Phil@philparr.net. That'll get you, you know, if you want to be on the Handyman show or you want to be on Blind Like Me, we'd love to have you.
Definitely. Definitely got to be a guest on that show. Either one of them. They're great. Now, what do you think about
this
turnover?
About the what?
The turnover there at ACB.
We'll talk about that later.
That's different, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Kind of interesting. I was surprised to see that coming through.
Yeah.
Were you? Maybe the new
surprised,
director.
Surprised, but not surprised, I guess, you know.
Maybe the new director will see fit to run the weekly Cooking in the Dark show, you think?
Maybe.
That's
maybe
right.
They'll return a phone call. That would be really cool.
Yeah.
It would, wouldn't it? It'd be nice.
We might even get, you know, because our cooking list, you know, Cooking in the Dark is hosted by ACB Radio. And
yeah,
I mean,
it is.
You know, I mean, I know they're busy and stuff, but I mean, it's been a year and a half since we've asked to have our footer information changed.
I heard an interesting program this morning that I'd never heard before, and when they started running this, a fellow named from Florida does it. It's called Tuesday Topics.
Tuesday Topics.
Tuesday Topics. Today they had a guy on from Howe Press, the people that make Braille writers.
Right.
And talked about repairing them and how to clean them and how they're made and I didn't realize that there that a lot of Braille writers are manufactured overseas.
Really?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
They're
cheap labor to put them together, huh?
I suppose they do. They supposedly check everyone out when they come back, make sure that they all that they write Braille properly. But the design of those, they now make an electric. They're making an electric Braille writer.
Right.
If you wrote Braille, they'd be the one to have.
Oh, sure.
So
it would
be
so
much quieter.
Sure.
That is cool. Now, you know, I mean, can you imagine how much they cost if they used American labor to make?
Yeah. They're I think, $600-$700.
Yeah.
The manual one, I think the electric one is $900. But
wow.
I've never seen one of the electric ones. I'd like
but
to.
But they've had electric ones for many
years. Oh, they have.
Many
for many years.
I didn't realize that.
They have.
I saw one 30 years ago.
I did not know that. I just saw those old clunky, noisy, man, that just sound like a, man.
Yeah.
Lots of noise.
Yeah, they are loud and they are clunky, that's for sure. You know, but
we
have that's excellent.
We have actually had students asked to leave the classroom. The teachers, you know, and because of their Braille writers. And we argue with them, well, she's entitled to be in here. They said, no, my other kids go sit in the hall. I mean,
they're noisy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
wow.
They are noisy. You have one, don't you, Joe?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Is it a Perkins?
No, it's actually a Hall or something to that effect. It's before Perkins, it's old, like in the 40s, from the 40s. So,
really?
But it's the same principle. It works the same, and it's noisy, and it's clunky. And
sounds like an eBay item to me.
Yeah, well, it does to me, too, actually. I could get a dollar or two for it. I have checked on that,
you know,
believe
my brother,
it or not. But.
My brother had a Braille writer, and when he died, I got it, and I left it in an apartment somewhere.
Man.
Moving around, drinking, carousing, moving around, just left. You know, and I, about 2 weeks later, I went, where's my Braille writer? Well, you know, you missed that, big boy.
Yeah.
Just the eccentricities of youth.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, and good night. If you're like me, I mean, every time lease was up, we moved. You know, every 6 months, we were professional movers. That's
Well, I played upright bass. And
he usually got asked to leave before the lease was up.
I was. They asked me to move a lot. I was asked to move from lots of apartments because I had upright bass and we were upstairs. And boy, you know, if you're upstairs and the guy's below you.
Yeah,
not good.
Yeah,
so I was.
He was pre boombox.
That's right. Playing
so you got asked to move basically not out of your necessity, but the necessity of your tenants.
Oh yeah,
around.
Neighbors and they, you know, they're going. We moved a lot. Then we drank a lot, so we moved a lot. We drifted around. Boy, thank God those are. You know, we need to be that age again, 20.
It'd be tough.
I couldn't handle it. I don't know how I handle it then.
I can't keep the pace up like I used to, that's for sure.
Well, you're 42 now. 41.
Getting up there.
Damn.
Yeah, damn.
I'm old, man.
You're 41.
Aches and pains and good night.
Not compared to the rest of
them. You can look at a beer and say, wow, that's going to hurt me in the morning.
Oh, it is. It's going to hurt me in the morning.
Do I want that? But, back here to the show, y'all. The way I'm going to serve this is I'm going to put the pasta down.
All right.
And then I'm going to lay the fish fillets over the top of the pasta.
Okay.
Sprinkle a little Parmesan cheese over the top of that.
And put mushrooms on top of that.
Mushrooms on the side.
Yeah.
On top of it, and I think with this also a bowl of applesauce will be just.
Would be really good.
That'll work.
And there's cooking in the dark, y'all.
That's
easy. The best part about grilling, we kind of left out. In fact, you can't see me wearing my great blind handyman ball cap.
Uh-huh.
Is you get to drink a beer while you do it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now, it is a law in Texas. You have to drink a beer when you grill.
When you grill.
That's right.
Yeah. I think it is.
Got to.
If not, you might get sent to Oklahoma.
So where's your folks today? Are they home? Everybody ready?
Tyler's home, and Candace is at school.
She should be along in a minute.
Yeah, it's about that time.
Just about that time.
She took yesterday off, extended the vacation one day
because
of the girls having opposite, spring breaks.
Yeah.
Which kind of, you know, kills us for doing any vacay or anything, getting off anywhere.
Yeah.
Well, that'll all change.
Well, see, that's what Emily had to work yesterday. She's off today. She has about 3 school districts, so she talk about a staggered spring break.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, and so she's off today, works tomorrow, off Thursday, and then works Friday.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, this is the first.
She kind of gets to extend her spring break across 3 weeks.
Huh? Yeah.
This is the first spring break in 10 years that we haven't taken grandkids and gone somewhere. They're all grown now.
Right.
Kimberly turned 19, my oldest granddaughter. It's hard to believe. The youngest one's 13, 14. So they aren't interested in anywhere to take them, you know.
No, they're just if you take them anywhere, they're just interested in getting away from you.
Getting away from us. So so Kimberly's working and Jeremy's trying to graduate high school.
It's a strange thing. They're interested in what we used to be in, drinking and.
I can't imagine that.
You can't imagine.
What they don't understand is, you know, they're trying to use some of the same lines on us that we used already. So.
Right.
Just now I know why my parents knew the answers before I even got to the question.
I've forgotten most of them. I don't know. You know, anyway.
We'll talk. We'll talk.
All right.
Yeah, we'll train.
I'm here.
And, man, I tell you what, for the November thing, Dan the Wine Man,
uh-huh.
The guy on the list that sends us little wine blurbs and stuff for the Cooking in the Dark shows,
yeah.
He sent in this portobello mushroom recipe,
all right,
which is basically just making the old portobello, you know, throwing a little spice on it, a little lemon juice, and some stuff like that, some red onion, I believe. And then you put it in a pan and bake them in the oven, but in the pan you also add beef broth.
All right.
And bake them in those, and those mushrooms are like sponges. They'll just suck that juice right.
So we're going to try to do those in November?
Yeah, I think I can. Right. I think I might be able to manipulate those and do those in an electric skillet.
Let's do that.
All right.
We're out of time, sir. The music's playing in the background. We're going to go, and you enjoy the fish and pasta.
We will do
and,
that.
And tell
Gentlemen,
Kelsey.
Y'all take it slow and take it easy.
We will.
Okay, Dale.
Kelsey and Candace and Skyler, hello.
We'll do that.
Thank you, sir. Don Shaw, Don Patterson?
Yes.
Yeah.
Tom great. Houston, Sam Fitzgerald, God bless you. I'm Phil Parr. We'll see you next time for more of Blind Handy Man. I see, said the blind man, as he picked up his hammer and saw.
The Blind Handy Man is produced by Out of Market Productions, 1604 Southwood Drive, Lufkin, Texas. Phone 936-634-9500.